Good evening. It's another Tuesday evening and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Brichum. I hope you're having a good evening so far. Tonight we want to continue the discussions that we have had over the past 2 weeks. We know that we are here to support you, and from what happened the first week and the second week, we realized there would be a need to have this last session so that at least we can address some of the issues that you're having with your tech devices. I have our experts in the house, and together we will be solving some of the issues that you have. So get ready, call a friend, call a relative. We are live on Joy 99.7 FM and on YouTube at Joy 99.7 FM. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. As I indicated, my guests are ready and we'll get into the conversation. But before we do that, we would like to share with you what has been happening in the tech space in the past week. So why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends? We'll be back after that.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Omar-Eje. In our headlines, Safari's new distraction control feature lets you hide annoying cookie pop-ups. Also, OpenAI won't watermark ChatGPT text because its users could get caught. US sues TikTok for collecting kids' data without parents' permission. And finally, Google will no longer air an Olympics ad that showed a child using AI to write a fan letter. Let's settle for the details now. Apple is introducing a feature called Distraction Control on Safari, enabling users to eliminate distractions such as cookie preference pop-ups while browsing. This feature is part of the fifth developer betas for iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia released on Monday. OpenAI has developed a system to watermark ChatGPT text and a corresponding detection tool for about a year. However, an internal division exists within the company regarding its release. While releasing the system may be considered responsible, concerns about its potential impact on the company's financial performance exist. Some ChatGPT users have also said that they would reduce ChatGPT usage if watermarks were included. The Department of Justice is suing TikTok for allegedly letting kids under 13 create accounts without parental consent and collecting extensive data, violating U.S. child privacy laws. TikTok is accused of knowingly allowing underage users to join through Kids Mode, gathering their data and keeping accounts without parental approval, breaching the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA. And finally, after facing significant backlash, Google is discontinuing an Olympics advertisement featuring its AI chatbot, Gemini. The commercial depicts a father using Gemini to assist his daughter in composing a fan letter to Olympic track star Sydney McLaughlin-Levron. The 60-second ad, still viewable on YouTube, has garnered criticism leading to its removal. And that's it for this week's episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Pomaiji. Catch you same time next week.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Brichum. Thank you for sticking with us. Just before we went in to listen to the emerging tech trends, I mentioned that tonight we are going to have a conversation where we will be supporting you, our listeners, our viewers, because we are live on YouTube as well. So if you have any issue with your laptop, you have any issue with any tech device at all, we just want you to send it through the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Our phone lines will also be open, so you can call the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. This evening, I have with me two gentlemen. I think they've been with me in the past week and then also this week. The first is Lincoln Ohene. He is a gadget repair technician. Lincoln, you're welcome once again.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
By God's grace, I'm fine.
Good. I also have with me Lambert Darlington. He is a gadget repair technician. Lambert, you're also welcome.
Thank you very much.
I hope you're also doing well.
I'm blessed.
Great. So I think the whole idea is just to support our listeners. And as I indicated, we have already done some things from last week. So now the main idea is that while we wait for people to call in, we'll go through some of the issues that have been raised through messages that we have received on our WhatsApp line, and then we can support our listeners as and when. So the first, I think we already have a message. We can just quickly attend to this and then we can look at other issues that people could be facing as well. This is from AC. She says, "Hi, Adobia. I just bought a phone about 2 weeks ago from an authorized agent. I thought a radio would be inbuilt, but apparently I need to download a radio, okay? What apps could I use from Play Store? Preferred radio stations." Okay, person would like to listen to some preferred radio stations. Okay, I think with the apps, there are quite a number of them. And I know that Garden Radio is back now. So it's one of the apps that you can download just to have access to the different radio stations that are available. Okay, there's also another message. I think you can send through your messages just in case you've just joined us. We are having a conversation on supporting you on any device at all that you are using, any tech device. Should you have any issue with it, you can just call in on the number 0302-216-541, or you can send us your WhatsApp to the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. Okay, we also have another message. This says, "Greetings, Adobia and IT guests. Please, my phone says 5 gig iCloud memory is full, so I have been able to store some information in the cloud." Okay, and if it's iCloud and it's an iPhone, okay. "Please, how can I buy its external memory for iPhone in order to save the unsaved information? The iPhone is 256. Gig 2. Also, please give us the gaming website that our children can learn from." This is Nisaki Choco. Okay, so the first thing about the iPhone, I think with this, the first thing I just want to touch on the storage. If it's a 256 gig phone, usually what happens is that your default is the iCloud, which is the limited 5 gig. So if you are downloading anything, for instance, you'd have to change the settings so that it will be able to download onto the phone's memory. Otherwise, within a short time, your 5 gig will be full, and you don't necessarily need to buy an external memory for it. So please just take note of that. You'd have to just change the settings, because usually it has to do with downloads. So if there's the default download is to your iCloud, and definitely you have this issue. I don't know whether I want to add something.
You can't even insert a memory card.
No, for an iPhone, no.
Unless you buy a standard.
Yeah. So please, so far as you have a 256, that is enough storage already. You just have to check your settings, your download settings. If it's on Safari, for instance, you just have to check that and then change the settings so that it downloads onto the phone storage that is available. Okay, I think the second question.
The person made mention of some gaming websites or gaming apps that children will be able to use to study. I think there's one popular SC training, which is now the Ed app. It's one of the gaming websites, and then also a learning website. So it shows you a picture of a dog, makes the spelling, and then once you trace it, once it gets right, it tells you it's correct. So it's a gaming learning platform for kids.
Okay, so can you just go over that again, possibly if you can spell it?
SC training.
Okay.
SC training. Okay. From an Ed app. Okay. EDAPP.
Okay.
So that is one of the popular sites.
All right. Okay. So while we wait for other questions, I think one of the things that we didn't really touch on, and I think I would like us to look at it, we talked about blue screens, but there is a particular issue. So apart from the blue screens, someone can put on their laptop, right? They can see that it's on, but then the screen is completely blank. What could be a problem for such an issue, and then what can be done about it? At least some basic things that can be done.
Okay, such a problem, I think you need a technician to diagnose the laptop for you, because so many things attribute to it to cause the blue screen. So
it's okay, this one is blank.
The blank screen. Yes. So it can be like, it can be that your charger is not working well. So when you plug it, you have a blank screen. Secondly, it can be the problem from your screen. So if your screen is having problem, you can get a blank screen. If your internal devices are not working well, example, your hard drive or your operating system is not working, or memory, you can have blank screen.
Okay. So it could be many factors that could be causing this. So the best thing is probably to have
and
it.
And then sometimes too, when a user is on a PC and the machine gives a notification not responding, I think, and then you see an inscription, please wait. Sometimes based on how fast, and then we are in a hurry to tend to things, we forced to shut the machine down, make sure it gets, and this blank screen will normally happen on an HDD as compared to an SSD, because once you do that, you are weakening the system of the HDD, and then it will not be able to articulate like it used to.
Okay, whatever is happening. Okay, I think sometimes too there is noise, right? For mine, it's strange. It's not really noise that makes me scared, but it's noise like, it's, I don't know what I should say, it's from the fan or what. So you can just hear this sound from the laptop. So in circumstances like that, what exactly is going on? It's like you are using the machine. At some point in time, you just hear this sound coming from it.
Yeah, you hear the fan noise loudly when the machine is overheating.
Okay.
Yes. So if where you are not getting more air, like ventilation. So if you block the hose, where the machine have to get fresh air, so the fan have to go speed for able to cool the machine down. And at times the fan get dirty where it's supposed to get fresh air. That place is blocked by a cobweb. So you have to bring and find a technician for him to open it and clean it for you, for able to get constant noise free.
Okay. So once you hear such sound, it means the fan is trying to overwork itself because there is heat around. So it's better to make it more ventilated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's an instance where a client came to the office, and then the fan, like you could hear the noise so loud, like a cornmeal machine. I even have a video of it on my on my phone.
But that's, and
when,
that's serious.
Yeah, when we opened it, we noticed that there was a small pin.
Ooh.
Which has found its way into the fan area. So it blocks it, and when the fan is hitting the pin, that's the sound you'll be hearing. So sometimes, just like how you send your vehicles to mechanics in a particular time frame for checks and then other things, is the same way you have to bring your laptop, or you send it to a nearby good technician to check or diagnose the laptop for you.
So let me ask this. If a pin was able to get into the laptop, what are some of the preventive measures people can put in place not to have this occur?
I mean,
using their gadgets, can we just touch on something so that, because sometimes someone is using their gadgets and their cup of coffee or tea is just close by.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that we shouldn't do close to our devices so that we don't have issues like this? Because as we know, it's prevention is better than curing.
I think Lambert, on the other hand, is an expert in data recovery, and
so even when it happens,
he'll be able to advise more on the preventive measures.
Okay.
I'll touch on it, but since he's into data recovery, he knows what will cause your data to get lost and all those things. So once he gives the explanation, those who are scared, and then you
give them permission. Okay, so you let us know then.
Okay, so I think if you are using a laptop, make sure before you bring anything close to it, let's say you're having a pain or you're drinking anything, liquid substance, just move it away from it, especially when the laptop is open. And if you wanted to put your laptop in your bag, make sure you find a small laptop size pouch, then you put the laptop in before you put in your laptop bag, just in case maybe you're having different other devices inside your bag so that you won't find their way, because the laptop, some of them have a space, you understand? Mm-hmm. So you can find small particles to move to that side. So with that, those are the things that can cause maybe
foreign materials
inside the laptop. And secondly, I just wanted to advise the listeners to know this. You know, he mentioned of SSD, solid-state drive.
Yes,
very good. And latest laptops are coming now. They have SSD drive inside them. It's very fast. And any other gadgets, tablets, and all that, they don't use HDD. That's the mechanical drive. So people think maybe once you are using solid-state drive, it won't get spoiled. But I just want to advise them that if you are using such devices, try to get yourself external hard drive so that you can have copy of what you have on your laptop or any other device, back it up on your external hard drive. And so that in case anything happens, you can use a laptop tomorrow, or even 1 hour later, it's a gadget. So anything can happen to it. And with SSD, when the chip goes off, there's nothing you can do about it. So I believe when you have external hard drive, or if you have a cloud device or cloud storage, you can upload some of your important files, documents into the cloud so that you'll be safe in case anything happens, anything goes wrong, then you can do that.
Okay, so just an add-on to what the data recovery expert Lambert has said. Sometimes the ventilation areas of the laptop with recent machines are very small and then tiny, not like the system in it where you have a very bigger space for ventilation. So sometimes the machine gets heated up. So we normally advise our clients to get those small laptop stands so that there will be air or there will be ventilation spaces around the laptop. People normally put their laptops on the bed and you see the laptop, feel very hot. You feel very hot. That is one of the things that we advise the listeners not to do. Secondly, you notice that clients bring their laptop for us to check, and then their spaces is full, like it's giving you an indication of red, like danger. You can see the red. This is just to tell you to just clean some spaces. Some people have movies they've watched and they want to keep them. Meanwhile, you can get them on the various websites,
streaming platforms.
So you can just clear those spaces and then leave the relevant information. Because of the recovery, he also mentioned that I would advise the listeners to normally have various forms of backup. You can do the cloud backup, but you should have the mechanical type to get a pen drive. You can get about three. You back the information up, make sure they are safe, because anything can happen anytime, and that will make you.
That is so true. Anything can happen anytime. In terms of data, I don't remember. I think it was one of our conversations here when our guest said that if he's working on any particular document, he has like three or four different copies at the same time, because he doesn't want any issue where this one is any corruption on it and he can't access it again. So he tries to just store it across different platforms so that any point in time he can have access to it. And I think that's just well said. And for Issy, the person who asked about, I think this one has had to do with me, who was asking some about the gaming side, some other examples apart from what was shared earlier about the Ed app, is Daisy the dinosaur, and then Move the Turtle, Love Letters to Computers, Scratch, Grasshopper, and then Solo Learn. So Solo Learn, Grasshopper, scratch, love letters to computers, move the turtle, Daisy the dinosaur. I think you can just, some of these, you can just Google them and then have access to it. You can have access to it. I think one of the things that I want us to touch on, I know that, Lincoln, when we were giving your submission earlier, when we spoke about overheating, was sometimes people can face issues where they can see not responding and then they are in a hurry to just do something about that. So if someone faces that challenge, for instance, what are some of the things that they can do just to at least clear those issues? I know that there are times that for me, all I have to do is just look for that particular task that I just held everything for me and just clear it off. But can we just take our viewers or listeners through
the
that?
Overeating,
they're not responding, like if you had to face any issue like that,
okay,
maybe using the tax manager, just right, checking on that particular task. And then
So I think with a tax manager, one of the shortcuts that you can be able to get access to it for the purposes of education, control shift escape, that is on the keyboard far left, so the last key down, the one after the control, which is the shift, and then the very last key, that is on most of the English keyboards, you see control shift escape for the task manager. And then what the task manager does is that it gives you an overview of all the machines that all the softwares that are running either at the background or what you have opened. And if the particular software or task you've opened is not responding, then it will give you an indication there. You just right-click it and end the task. So that way, it's a safe way rather than force pressing the power button for the machine to shut down, calm. And some people don't even know their machine is HDD or it's SSD. The new technology we are preaching, they don't know about it. So once you do that, you do the machine more harm than good. So we advise that they use that method to end a single task if it's not responding.
Yeah, I think that one really helps. Okay, so with what you mentioned, I just want us to be clear, is that for Windows users, will be control alt delete.
That would be for Windows users.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, we have another message. Hello, Adobe. I said I have a Lenovo tablet. It's frozen too often. Any way out? So for him, it keeps freezing. That's what the person is asking about. Is a tablet.
So, in this case, if the person has bought it, and then it's just a recent like purchase, you have to check if the warranty is not yet due. If the warranty is not yet due, you can just visit the authorized agent where you bought the gadget from, and they'll give you a new one, or based on their terms, they offer to help. If that is not done, then you can visit a nearby good technician to check it for you. I think that's
okay. All right, I think that works. Okay, we have another message. This is from George Sedo. He's saying, hi Adobia, I have a router which is customized to a particular network. Is it possible to make it universal? Already customized.
Yeah. It's possible, but we have to check the serial number. You see, some of them you can't make it universal, but some you can make them universal and you can use all network. So we have to check the serial number and IMEI number to confirm whether it can be unlocked for you to be able to use any universal SIM card.
And that can be done.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another. Okay. If you can just go over that, I think just for someone probably also wondering, they have a device like that and
all right,
they want to
know. So if you have a router which is locked to particular network, it's possible it can be unlocked, but first of all we have to check the IMEI number, then the serial number, to confirm whether that particular router is able can be unlocked. So we have to find a technician who is able to check and unlock it for you before you can able to use any other universal SIM card.
Okay. All right. So for someone how would they even know that this, when you say this check, what is the check that they'll have to do? Where first will they find the serial number?
Okay, so normally you can find it at the back of the router or under it. You see the model number and you see the IMEI number. Yes, so whoever will do it for you, you can text it to the person for the person to check, so that it will confirm to you back whether your device can be unlocked.
Okay, so my question now would be, the check, does it have to be with the service provider or just any technician who is into that?
Yeah, a technician who is into that.
Okay, okay.
And sometimes to all the information, the very details that you need to do all these things are provided on the box. Some people get the new gadget, they just throw the box with the manual and everything away. Yes, that could be done, but since we are going digital, you can just take a snapshot of it before throwing it away, so that in case of emergency and then you have to make reference, you would have to
go to it.
And then
so whether it can be configured and all that, yes, you can have
yeah,
that.
You have that
all the details given. Okay, yeah. Okay. I think that sounds good. At least with that, you know the next steps to take. That if you should even get one that you can easily configure for another service provider or not. All right, we have another message. Hi, Adobia, good evening. My laptop speaker plays like a thorn one after replacing a new hard disk. Okay, what could be the problem? And is it something that can be fixed? This is from Idi Madina.
Yeah. So with this kind of problem, you could, the holes or the spaces where the laptop speaker, the sound comes from, you see a very small, tiny holes in there. Sometimes the laptop speakers, they get torn because there's, number one, excess dirt that gets to the paper where the speaker is, that is in the system. Secondly, liquid or moisture gets to it, and then it weakens the paper or the thread that is used to manufacture the speaker. So what we normally advise our listeners or the clients is that they don't hide the volume to 100%, 200%.
They want it to blast
when
we are in there.
They want the laptop speaker
to enjoy.
Yeah, to enjoy. You know, when you want to have that kind of sound or that kind of extreme,
you
should get a small mini speaker or something, a woofer or something. But to enjoy the sound or the tune to its fullest, you are destroying the thread. It's just for you to be able to listen to very basic things, not for you to do like a sound system. People party with
sound
their laptop.
Engineer.
Speak and boom, and all those things. So
they have to take note of that.
Let me add this to it. You see, when you are, especially they like VLC, you know, VLC have inbuilt amplified. So when you are using VLC to watch movie to play sound, it gives a very loud output. So if you are using that one destroy your speakers. So I believe you have a Bluetooth speaker, or as you said, or any aux, you can connect it to any portable speaker and then you can
enjoy the sound.
I think I nearly shifted the last part of the gentleman's question. He said after replacing the disk. So it could be that maybe in the course of opening the laptop to fix a new hard drive, something could have just cut the area in which the speaker was, or if the speaker area was closer to the hard drive, and then something could just prick it. That is how the person is hearing the sound, as if the speaker is a torn one. So in this case, they don't sell laptop speakers like they do sell any other device's speaker. So what we advise, normally the technicians are able to perform some kind of alterations. That means an old laptop that is not working at all but has the speaker working, we alterate the speaker to fit this particular space that has been given. Then you'll be able to hear the quality sound you want to.
Okay, all right. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bridgeham. This evening we are having a conversation with two gentlemen. Both of them are gadget repair technicians, and we have been solving issues by giving you some ideas. If you're having any challenge with any tech device at all, as we indicated, you can send in your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. Our phone line is also open. You can call us on the number 0302-216-55 41. Did you know that MTN Momo now has an app? Yes, MTN Momo has a brand new app specially designed to make your Momo experience easier, convenient, and faster. Just download the Momo app on Play Store or App Store on your smartphone and look out for the blue and yellow icon. It's that simple. Momo app allows you to view statements, pay bills, and so much more. Use the app for your Momo transactions and enjoy a 100% bonus when you recharge using the Momo app. So go on, download the Momo app now and start transacting with a flex at no data cost. Just Momo it everywhere you go. This is your girl, Adobia Brichum. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. This is Geeks Card with your girl, Adobia Brichum. Tonight, I'm having a conversation with Lambert and Lincoln, and we are supporting you on any issues that you're having with your tech gadgets. You can send in your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111997. Our phone line is also opened. You can call us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. We have a caller. Hello, good evening. This is Adobia. Your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sister Adobia. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, I am. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm a lady.
Hello. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm just from tonight, Emma.
Okay.
I want to find out with Sony TV, which is a smart TV. You do check some apps to watch football, we check YouTube, Netflix, but can I also use the smart TV to browse? Can I download some apps to watch other movies and other stuff? And also, can I use keypad to connect to browse the Facebook and other stuff on the smart TV? Secondly, you have a smartphone, and I'm using the SD card as a default storage, and it keeps on telling me the SD card is missing. SD card is missing. You remove it, insert it again. At a point in time, it will tell you that the SD card is missing. What is the cause?
All right. Thank you so much. We would attend to that.
Yeah. So, with a smart TV, I think it depends on how smart the television is. You have smart televisions that support the internet. You can browse. It supports the YouTube and other streaming platform, the Netflix and all of those things. And we have some smart TV too. It doesn't connect to the... it doesn't have the browse option, but you can have access to YouTube and all. So it depends. And we have Android smart TV.
Yeah.
There you can access Android applications and all. We have the televisions with also a voice assistant and all that you can speak to the television. And then the television will input the command like Google Assistant. You say, hey, Google, do this for me. Like just as Siri. So it depends on the level of smartness of the television. So with that, that is what I can say. For
okay. He was asking about connecting his keyboard also.
Connecting the keyboard. For that, I can't tell for his device.
Okay. So if anything at all, maybe what can be done, depending on whether or not it has HDMI ports, then maybe you can connect it to your
laptop.
Your laptop as a monitor, but not directly connecting it as a, like you would to a keyboard, as he indicated. Okay, the next question too had to do with his SD card. He mentioned that on his phone, usually it will show us it's missing. He takes it out and puts it in.
Yeah, because it make the SD card the main inner hard drive of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So at times, anything that you receive, let's say WhatsApp and those things, if you start messages or maybe go online, and you are browsing and all that, you see some of the spyware and all those things pop up. But if you don't know, you might click something and it will affect your device. And normally it hacks through your internal hard drive, which is a memory card that the person is using. So those things caused by virus.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
A top up of what he said when he said you click other things. Sometimes you have to check if the links you are clicking is HTTPS.
Mm.
It is the, once you have the S before the backslash, you know it's a safe
it's
site
secure, yeah.
or it's secure. So you have to check that before clicking on any other link. Else you just click something one day. You see normally people say, click on this, like this and receive data, like this, do this for me, click this to vote. You have to be very careful
when it comes to those things.
Because right. anything you click, someone can just have direct access
to your device
and then your information.
Okay, we have another message. This says, I've been looking for this battery for 2 years. Okay, the person has sent a picture of the battery for 2 years now. It's difficult getting it from known dealers. Okay, so what can she do? She sent in the picture.
Wow, interesting. Looking for a particular laptop battery for 2 years is interesting.
But normally, ASOS battery are very difficult to come by.
Mm.
Type of the ASOS batteries, because dealers normally don't bring those things in. Because when they bring it, it will lie down for a very long that time. People will not purchase it. They rather going for the HP and the Dells and all that.
Okay.
So when you're a dealer and bringing ASOS and all that, you rather lose them, because when you put the battery down for long, that one to get spot, so you lose your money and all that. So with this, unless we get a model number and we check to see whether we can order it for the person,
I'm surprised with the kind of people went to, because it's been 2 years and pre-order,
so they could have even pre-ordered.
Pre-order.
It's true.
There are lots of technicians or there are lots of wholesale agents that import directly from other countries to this country or our country, Ghana.
Okay.
So I think you should just get a model number, we pre-order for him, and maximum 3 months, the goods should be here.
Okay. So with the picture that she sent, where can she find the model number on the battery?
Yeah, it's behind, when you remove the battery, it's behind it.
Okay, so with that she can have access to it. Okay, and then about the person who also wanted to connect their keyboard, some of the smart TVs do have access to USB ports or Bluetooth, and so with that you can connect it. Thank you for that, Kalulu, UK. You're listening to us from Nottingham. Okay, UK, thank you. All right, we also have this message. It says, good evening, guys. I'm grateful for your answer and explanation. Big up. Okay, I think this is Community 9 Tema. All right, he's saying, I'm grateful for your answer and explanation. Ajiman Joseph, big ups to yourselves. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. We have another message. Okay, this is from Roland. He says he has a Samsung Smart TV. How do I connect my phone via Bluetooth to play music? Samsung Smart TV.
It depends on the setting of the machine or the television. I wouldn't be able to tell unless I am seeing the interface of the television and how the setting is before I'll be able to walk the person through. But saying it like this won't be possible. But you should visit the nearest good technician and then they will be able
okay.
to
Let me touch on this.
Okay.
If the person is using Android phone.
Okay.
With Samsung, it's a Samsung TV. So with the Samsung TV, they have something called mirroring.
Mirroring, yeah.
So you can check on his phone then connect. Either you can do Wi-Fi direct on the phone or mirroring, then you can get everything on his phone on the TV.
Okay, yeah, I think that mirroring. Okay, there's also another message. This is from Eugene. Hello, Adobia. My external hard drive, 1TB, is not working. I am told it is spoiled, and I have tons of data on it. Data recovery, please. We are coming to you. Can it be restored, or can the data be retrieved, and at what cost? That's what the person is asking.
Okay. First of all, I would like to get the hard drive first to diagnose it, because hard disk is very, very fragile. So when this thing happens, you shouldn't have used it again. Don't insert it to any machine or anything, because when you insert it, you don't see that it's working, but you are causing more damage to it. So I advise that you can't do it yourself. Don't do anything to it. You bring it for me to assess it, then tell you the cost, and if it's able, if I'm able, if I can able to do it.
Okay. So I think that's what's important. You'd need to have it diagnosed first, and then based on that, a cost can be indicated. But if it's something that can be worked on, what would be the range of how much a person is expected to spend on that? After diagnosing it, when you realize that, oh, the data can be recovered.
Ranges from 500.
Okay. All right. So you can just prepare that, if anything at all. But that doesn't mean that's what it is. It's starting from there. So depending on the magnitude of the issue, then you would pay either more or less. All right. We also have another message. Good evening, Adobia. Could you please go over how to reset where to store downloads on iPhone? I use iPhone 13 and I'm constantly being asked to buy storage space. So that storage space, there. I know the feeling.
A lot of people are not having it easy at all.
This is from Sarah. Thank you for that, Sarah. Okay, will you take it through, or let me just... Okay.
I think that at the beginning of the show, you made the explanation very clear. So
you have the option to go to the general, the settings, general, and then it's usually on Safari. So it's Safari settings, the downloads. That's when you get the option to change the default download to what you have, which will be the phone. So if it's iPhone that you're using, you have to just change it to the iPhone. Usually the default download would be on the iCloud. So you go to your settings. From your settings, you check on the Safari. You go to Safari as an app, and then you check the default download, move it from iCloud to your iPhone, so that if anything at all, the downloads that you do would go there. All right, this has been discussion with Lambert and Lincoln. Before we wrap up, we would like you to take a listen to the quick tech fixes. We'll be right back after that.
There. My name is Michelle Lajakum, and as usual, I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips right here on Joy Geek Squad. Today, let's talk about how to turn disappearing messages off on WhatsApp. Now, anyone can turn on disappearing messages by default. Once turned on, all new individual chats will start with disappearing messages set to the duration you select. But what if you want to turn it off? Here are some simple steps to turn off disappearing messages on WhatsApp. 1. Go to settings and click on privacy. 2. Click on the default message timer. 3. Choose off. And that's it. It's that simple.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl, Adobia Brichum. We've been having a conversation with Lambert and Lincoln, and we've been trying to solve the problems that you're having on your tech devices. Okay, we have a message from Cece. He says, "Hi, Adobia, my Galaxy, this A21 beeps terribly. Sometimes when I use it to listen to radio, it's beeping right now as I listen to you." Okay, so her phone is having an issue. What probably could be the cause?
I don't think this is something that is a usual thing with regards to the particular device she mentioned, because it's a very good one. So I think, like we mentioned, first of all, we'll have to check, diagnose, and then see what could be the possible cause of it. So either go visit the near office or the nearest device office. I just forgot the name, so visit the office and then they check it for you, or an unauthorized agent.
Right.
Okay, thank you for that. There's also another message. This is from Francis Accra. He says, hi, Adubia. Please, I lost my pictures and videos on my phone. How can I get them back from trash? Okay, it looks like a person deleted it. Person deleted it and is asking.
Data recovery.
I think depending on the type of phone, no, what I know is that sometimes you have limited number of days if you've deleted the items.
It can be restored.
Exactly,
so
it depends. It will be on the recycle, on the phone.
Yeah, even if not for iPhones, other devices too, you have 30 days and then sometimes there's a countdown of the days. You have 28 more days, you have 15 more days. And then it will be permanently deleted. So yeah. I think that is one of the things we have to upload the recent.
Yeah, but not all phones.
Yeah, not all phones.
Yeah, majority
that's true.
Of the smart devices yeah. we have now.
If it's your laptop and you've deleted something and it's in the recycle bin, okay. then you can restore it. But if it's on your phone and you don't have these the whole 30 day thing that we are talking about, then it's likely that you may have probably just
even
lost
in some cases, if it's permanently deleted, there are some kind of procedures that we go through to recover them. So that is in some cases, not all the instances.
Okay, that is good. So yes, we would like to just quickly touch on the slowness of the different hardest that we spoke about. This one is just under a minute, please.
Okay, so with regards to the slowness of a PC, it depends. The last time we made mention of the new technology, the solid state drive, the SSD, it is more efficient, it is less, it is expensive, and it is very fast as compared to the HDD, the hard disk drive. So the hard disk drive, the mechanical drive, it's a disk, you can see a disk inside that rotates, and then it's very slow, it has more storage often. So people say one
so
TV,
even as
HDD.
We are talking about it like this and someone is already using an HDD, can they change it to an SSD?
You can change any HDD to SSD, even with the system units you can change it.
Okay, I know that last week we didn't really wrap it up well, but where can people reach you? Let's just put it that way, because we have like 20 seconds more, if anything at all. Where can people reach you?
On the ring road, I just send the GRA.
Okay, your phone number?
0243-980534.
Okay, just go via it.
0243-980534.
All right.
Yeah, so you can reach me at the University of Ghana office, or you have the Accra office, 0245-052315. Abraham Lincoln is my name. I double as the Ghana IT PRO.
Okay. Your number again?
0245052315.
All right.
0245052315.
Thank you so much for joining me, Lambert and Lincoln, and a big thank you to my producers. This has